You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with this week's rant. Gentlemen, the topic of this week's rant is the idea that modern women believe wholeheartedly that they are allowed to physically assault men with impunity. Now, let me be clear. When I say modern women, I'm talking about Western women and any country in which feminism has thoroughly infected. So yes, there are non-Western countries out there where feminism has absolutely infected it to the point that the women in those environments believe that they also have the ability to assault the men in their countries with impunity as well. Now, gentlemen, the reason for this particular video is a video that was done by Anton Daniels and Average Man Unplugged, Rome, wherein this bonnet-wearing big back is literally assaulting her boyfriend or soon-to-be baby daddy. Now, he's recording it. Good on him. But how did we get to this point? How did we get to the point where women believe they can thoroughly be so aggressive to us grown-ass men and suffer no repercussion? Once again, we gotta lay the blame where it squarely lies. Weak men. Yeah. Weak-ass, spineless, jelly-back men in positions of power. If you've been a long-time subscriber of mine, you would know that I made a video called Blue-Pilled Married Men Are the Most Dangerous Group of Men. Why? Because it is those men who tend to hold positions of power, especially in the lawmaking realm. Yeah, yeah. Politicians, judges, law enforcement. Yes, a lot of weak men hold those positions. And of course, society has maneuvered men into believing that you can only be more successful if you are married, which that is part of the equation as to why women have been allowed to be violent to men with impunity. However, before I proceed on, let's go ahead and point out something that is completely and totally obvious. There's one group of men who seem to not have the problem of their particular group of women being physically violent with them. You know which group of men that is? That's right, Abdullah Muhammad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, those women know that Abdullah will put an ashy sandal up their ass with the quickness. I find it ironic. We over here in the West, we look down our nose at those men and say, oh my God, they're so uncivilized. We over here in the West, we're on our moral high ground. We could never approve of men, you know, beating women. Now, if you really look into the background of the quote unquote beating of their women, actually, it's not as bad as we over here in the West like to over-sensationalize. Because there's one ironclad rule about that. It's called corporal punishment, but never hit the woman in the face. And it's mostly, believe it or not, just a series of light smacks. But see, we over here in the West, we don't want to actually research that. No, it's because women say, oh my God, that is so terrible. Then you have the weak men who are going to follow those women and say, oh my God, we can never be like that. Yeah, we want to sit there and call those men barbaric. Yet at the same time, the men over here in the West are having barbarism visited upon them by their women. Now, as you all know, or you should know, when it comes to Black men specifically, I shared a clip with you guys, and I'm going to share that clip one more again. And it gives you the crystal clear reason why Black women behave the way that they do towards Black men.
Men are naturally submissive. All you got to do is call the police on them. Watch how submissive they get. They might even cry.
That's right, gentlemen. That's right. They know, oh, if all else fails, I will simply call the police. And I must say, to any man, if you've ever been in a relationship and the woman you were in a relationship with has called the police on you, I have to ask you, why are you still in that relationship? Because that woman literally tried to get you taken offline through proxy violence, through the police. Now, we know when it comes to domestic violation, those are the worst calls for police. But gentlemen, why would you be with a woman that literally threatened your life? Why? Why? No. Once she has taken it to that level, you have to leave. Now, of course, that guy in that video, good thing he was recording it, because she used the old, oh, you're going to put your hands on a female. Now, notice the verbiage that I'm using. Women love to say, put their hands on someone, because when we men hear that, we instantly think, oh my God, he's beating the life out of her. Now, what I'm saying is physical violence, because that is the one thing that is the difference. Now, physical violence can also mean throwing things, which women are notorious for doing that too. Now, you got to also take a look at Hollywood. Yeah. See, Hollywood programmed a lot of women to believe it's okay to actually throw things at men. That is not okay. That is a dangerous projectile weapon. You know, the old movies where the wife has the rolling pin. Yeah, we thought that was comedy. Yes, abuse against men is literally made into comedy. That's why a lot of men accept it. Gentlemen, do not accept that. No, no, no. But also, here's the most ironic thing. Once again, focusing on the Black community. Ike Turner. Yeah. People love to talk about Ike Turner. People still spit on Ike Turner's name in the Black community. Yet, at the same time, you have everyday average Black women literally being physically violent with Black men. Yeah. But I will say this, gentlemen, if you ever end up in that situation, record, walk away, go to the police. Now, the reason why I said that is because the overwhelming majority of men are good men, are benevolent men. And these women, they know exactly which men to be physically violent with. Because believe you me, if that man was an actual pookie, he would have beat the brakes off of her and called it even. But what did she do? That's right. She did something that was even more sadistic. She weaponized her own pregnancy. She used her unborn child as a human shield. Yeah. She's the aggressor and the victim at the same time. Yeah. But gentlemen, you have to leave violent women. Get the evidence. Record everything you can. Walk away. Go to the police. Now, when it comes to the police, when it comes to the legal system, prosecute. File those charges. Press those charges. And anyone who would say, nah, I don't think you should do that, be ready to bring a lawsuit against them. Yeah. See, this is something that we men really need to fall in line and hold the line and circle the wagons around us about. So many men are in abusive relationships, yet we've been programmed to accept it. No, gentlemen, you do not have to accept it. Do not accept a violent woman. Now, there are going to be some guys who, if a woman gets physically violent with them, they will return fire. Yeah. Yeah. And yet we want to sit here and say that those men were wrong. No. No. Self-preservation and self-defense are fundamental rights that can't be taken by anybody. Now, some men are going to say, yes, you know what? I will go ahead and take the consequence. She was physically violent with me. I defended myself. I knocked her teeth down her throat. Oh, we're going to put you in jail. Oh, okay. You know what? Cool. But I guarantee you this much, that woman will never put her hands on another man again. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yep. Now, that whole idea of a man should never hit a woman, that's old programming from when a lot of us old men were boys. Yet, women, little girls, were never told that they need to keep their hands to themselves. So a lot of us older men, we grew up under that brainwashing. However, the future, yeah, it's going to be very interesting. Why? Because the young men and boys of today have been brought up in an openly misandric world. Yet at the same time, they've been told that women and girls are their equals. So, I don't believe that the young men of today are going to accept that programming. You say we're equal, guess what? Hey, ass whoopings are equal as well. Now, I've seen some young men go upside a woman's head. And you know what I did? I sat back and enjoyed the show. I didn't intervene. Mm-mm. Hell, on one particular occasion, I actually stopped some white knights from trying to jump the guy. Because I saw everything that went down. She constantly hit him. She was smacking him around. And he finally had enough. And he went upside her head. And as soon as he went upside her head, that's when the white knights want to jump up. And I said, oh, no. That ain't going to happen. Nope. So at that point, I was ready to fight. But yeah, gentlemen, yeah, things are going to get a whole lot different for these women. Because that day of reckoning is coming. Hell, like I pointed out over in Japan, they're doing what's called samurai dueling now. Yes, the men in Japan, like I said before in the video that I did, the gender war in Japan has gone hot. It has gone physical. Yeah, they're literally fighting women in public. Why? The logic is sound. I'd rather take a few days in jail than to have my reputation and my life ruined by a false allegation. Sound logic. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of women who are going to end up on the wrong side of an ass whooping. Why? Because, once again, gentlemen, more and more young men are going to end up becoming the barbarian, especially over in the UK with that whole, we're going to give boys a curriculum, how to respect girls. No, no, there was massive backlash to that, which should have been a good thing. But yeah, gentlemen, yeah, times and the environment are going to change. And when you, once the simps and the white knights are out of the way, yeah, the men who've been wronged, yeah, the boys who've been wronged, the boys who've been told that girls are their equal, they're going to wreck shop. So yeah, enjoy while you still have it, ladies, because yeah, that day of reckoning, excuse me, is coming. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Watch the video that Anton and Rome did. Yeah, that big back, she deserves to go to jail. But more than likely, he's not going to press charges. Gentlemen, you have to start pressing charges. The idea of, oh, I don't want to ruin her life. I'm willing to sacrifice and fall on the sword so she doesn't have any consequences. That is one of the biggest reasons why women are the way that they are, why they treat men the way that they treat us. No more, gentlemen, no more. Put those police in her life. Make her suffer. And with that being said, all you women out there who still believe that you have some unmitigated right to physically abuse men, you better understand this. You better understand this crystal clear. All that power you think you have, it is and it will go out. Feminism and the idea of using the Duluth model as your sword / shield is going to go out right along with it. Because trust me, day by day, more and more men are breaking their chains of restraint. They simply no longer care. You're equals, so guess what? Ass whoopings are an equal opportunity event, and men are ready to dish them out. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.